Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bird Show.
I was on a walk with my dog last night, Franny. It's about, I don't know, about 6:30 last night. And I don't see too many people on my walks at that time. There were three couples that I saw at different times. They weren't all together. Two of them were talking about Taylor and Travis yesterday.
You're kidding.
I could overhear the conversations. And they both were very similar. She was telling him what was going on, and he was completely checked out of the conversation.
All right, so Abby, where were you the moment you found out that Travis had got down on bended knee and proposed to your bestie, Taylor Swift?
This is so funny because I think everyone was messaging me being like, did you scream? Did you freak out? And for me, I think when something is so right, it just feels like this calm sense of knowing. And so I was driving to a hair appointment because I'm going to Greece next week. So I wanted my bangs to get kind of zhuzhed up and trimmed. So I'm sitting at a light. And you know what you do when you're standing in a leg, you got your brakes on, and you're like, let me just check what's going on Instagram real quick before this light turns green. And I look at my phone, and Swifties will understand this because Taylor, for the last couple of weeks since she's announced her new album that comes out October 3rd, is she's been doing these countdowns where she's just been giving us new vinyl variants, and we're very annoyed by it. We're like, okay, we get it. Like, you look hot in all these photos. Can't you just post a hot photo without having to make it some big global countdown? So honestly, I open my phone and I see that either Taylor or Taylor Nation, her management team, had posted on their story, and I literally rolled my eyes and went, this better not be another freaking variant. And I open it and I go, Taylor Swift's engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. And then the light turns green and I'm like, oh, I can't text and drive. And I go, but what is the regular time? And I've literally skirt into Buckhead Village and I pull over. No,
and
you did not.
Yes. I'm pulling past Lucy and Books and Wine. And I'm like, what is the ring? The ring is beautiful. It's everything I thought she would get. Oh my God, it's this beautiful fairy tale garden. Why have I seen this garden before? What did he take this from one of her music videos? And then I was just like, this just feels so right. Of course they're engaged.
The reaction to it was so over the top yesterday. I do want to ask the question later on, like, who did you literally, what celebrity did you cry over? Like, you're happy for or sad for? I was watching TMZ yesterday, and there was a girl in their newsroom, quote-unquote newsroom, a lot like you, probably same age, big-time Swiftie. She is on the cusp of tears, and she's fanning herself with her hands because she's so excited about it, man.
It's such a big deal. I mean, to put it into perspective, it's kind of like we've been watching a protagonist in our favorite movie for literally 20 years. If you've been listening to Taylor Swift as long as I and most Swifties have, I have been listening to this girl since I went on road trips with my family at 8 years old, singing about wanting to find the love of her life. And so for 20 years, we've watched her go on this hero's journey to find what she's been looking for. And so to finally see him get down on one knee and pull out a ring and say, marry me, Juliet, to me, it was just like the biggest happy ending for this quote unquote character I've been watching for two decades.
Kind of amazing they hit it for 2 weeks, right? This happened, I think, 2 weeks ago.
According to Ed Kelsey, Travis's dad, it happened about 2 weeks. So my prediction is that it happened after the New Heights podcast aired. Like, I think maybe he was like, oh, let's go celebrate the podcast recording. So, you know, like, let's get dressed and go out to dinner. And then all of a sudden he takes her out to these gardens out in Missouri and just pops the question.
All right, so do you think she will share all the details? Like, she'll do an interview and share all the details, or go on New Heights. She'll go back on New Heights and share all the details, where they keep that personal. And people were talking about all the Easter eggs in the proposal, like the proposal engagement photos, rather.
But I thought she didn't do Easter eggs when it came to her personal life.
That's what she said.
That's what we also thought. But then we looked at a logo she posted for TS12, the upcoming album that comes out October 3rd. And we're like, oh my God, the logo looks exactly like the ring he just proposed with her or proposed to her with. Like, it's the same shape. And we're like, she lied to us. We feel like we got lied to by our mom, our favorite English teacher.
Do you think that she told him what she wanted in a ring so he knew what to go ahead and get her? So she didn't know he had the ring, but she certainly probably said, this is the style I like. And then I saw the names of it, but I don't understand it. And that's what he went out and he got.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would assume so. I feel like most girls, especially when you're I'm assuming Taylor Swift is very type A. When you're a type A lady, like, you're probably saying, hey, I think this is beautiful. I think this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they're trying on rings together. And I'm sure she's probably had that on her secret Pinterest board for 10 years.
And what a relief for a guy. When you tell him exactly what kind of cut and all that stuff you guys want, we have no idea about that. When you tell, that's a huge relief.
I would love to see the NDAs the jewelers had to sign, keeping that secret. I mean, that was tight-lipped. But what I want to know is, did she announce when they got engaged? Because my theory is it happened forever ago, like months and months ago, especially if she used it in part of the design.
Yeah, so Ed Kelsey, Travis's dad, did an interview with like CBS Cleveland. So lucky them. They're getting like the biggest interview just there for this local news station.
You know that producer called up and when he said yes, they're like, really?
That's what I thought. I'm like, yeah. News 5 Cleveland. So he said that it was about 2 weeks ago. So it hasn't been forever ago. I saw his fade and I was like, that doesn't look like the photos he's had recently, but they said 2 weeks ago.
So. I was getting so many messages for you yesterday. It legitimately was like your sister just got engaged or something.
No, I'm like, did I get proposed to this weekend?
It's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is a wildly exciting day for annoying people. I'm sorry. I'm not even a little bit sorry because this just feels like such a happy conclusion to 20 years of just wondering if true love exists. And it is. Love is back.
I hated seeing like all the people my age, like Gen Xers, trying to poop on it yesterday. Like this. Why can't you just give it to them? Yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
I did. So in my algorithm, I didn't see anybody poo-pooing on it. Like, I couldn't imagine being Taylor and Travis and seeing not just the country, but the world react to your engagement in such a way. Like, you are literally headline news across the world. It was all over my feed yesterday. Every single news outlet, tabloid, entertainment outlet was posting about it, was, you know, breaking stories about it. And everybody was super excited about it. I have not seen one person. I've seen some funny memes and stuff like that, like, you know, cracking jokes about. Mm-hmm. But as far as like people being mad, I'm like, how are you going to be mad at love?
No. Like, I don't think they were mad. I do follow a lot of cynical comedians. So I think that's, they were getting their fill yesterday.
Of course they are. Everyone loves to make a joke. They love to throw rocks at things that shine. But if you're a little bit annoyed by this news and you're like, what is even the point of this woman getting engaged and everyone being so excited about it? Let me just give you some quick notes on the economic and global impact of Taylor Swift as of late. So Taylor Swift's episode of New Heights, which is Travis's podcast that she just went on a couple of weeks ago, it just won a Guinness World Record for the most concurrent podcast views on YouTube. That's massive. I mean, millions and millions of people are tuning in. People were betting on whether or not they were going to get engaged this year. People are walking away with massive wins on betting sites like Kalshi. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
So people are walking away with these huge, huge, huge winnings because they're like, yeah, I think Travis and Taylor are getting engaged this year. And also, this influencer I follow who has a podcast called Trading Secrets, his name is Jason Tardik. You might recognize him from The Bachelorette, but he was talking about how some of the ad dollars have now had to be pushed back for certain advertisers because nobody wants to compete with the news of Travis and Taylor getting engaged.
Taylor Swift actually just broke the internet. I own a talent management company where we do hundreds of paid activations every single month with the largest companies in the world. And today we have gotten email after email after email saying because of Taylor Swift's engagement, all posts that are supposed to go out today that are paid activations, all delayed.
Yeah.
because it's taken literally the internet by storm, and they're afraid they won't see the natural return that they would typically for any other day.
Makes sense.
She broke the internet. Yeah.
So at first I was like, I don't think I could be Taylor Swift, because if my Instagram post about my engagement didn't get the most likes out of all Instagram posts, I would feel defeated. And fun fact, it didn't even crack the top 20. But now I'm like, wait a minute. The announcement of your engagement had an actual economic impact on a global economic impact. Mm-hmm. That is way cooler. Could you imagine telling your kid, yeah, me and your dad's engagement literally broke the internet and we had an impact on the global economy?
Well, it shut down Instagram. It shut down Instagram for a little bit because so many people were like, what? Travis and Taylor got engaged? Crazy. And of course, everyone is going straight to their account to zoom in on the ring and zoom in and like analyze the proposal. And it's just really warm in my heart. And it just feels so right.
All right. Did you, because I know I did. I know you did. Cassie, I know you did. You did. When you saw the photos, did you zoom in on the ring?
No.
Oh, oh my God. That's the first thing I did. Uh-uh.
I was like, what do you get a billionaire to wear on her ring finger for the rest of her life?
Is it what you would have expected?
Yeah. It's very, I mean, it's unique. It's antique looking. He nailed it.
And he nailed it because she told him exactly what to get. And good for her and good for him.
Well, either she did or her people did, because I know, like, you know, a lot of times you'll enlist friends to help guide your man or whatever, or you'll go ring shopping beforehand. I could have totally seen them after hours at a jeweler looking at rings and him getting her the exact one that was going to break the internet.
I'm sure it's a... Oh, that's a big ring, yeah. I mean, that's covering up like one full knuckle.
It's perfect for her. I'm such a basic white girl that I saw it and I was like, I want that. I want that to be my ring now.
Did they say how many carats it was?
It's an 8-carat old mine elongated cushion cut designed by somebody from my hometown. Her name is Kindra Lubbock and she works out of Manhattan. And I believe it was $550,000, which is insane. And I will say I was a little disappointed with the ring because that's the same cut of ring I wanted to get, and now I'm gonna look so basic when I eventually trick a man into loving me. No. I was like, I wanted it first, Taylor.
You have the same taste as Taylor Swift. Yeah.
I was doing that too.
I do have a question for you though. Yeah. So I do love Taylor, but I'm not an aficionado on all her songs. So I thought she had posted it to a new song because I hadn't heard it before. What was it, High School?
So High School. Song.
So I know she made a joke about your English teacher and your gym teacher or whatever getting married, and the song was hers, High School, from what, Tortured Poets Society. Is that an Easter egg?
No, it's like an inside joke between Swifties online. Like we joke because she always puts these massive words in her songs that we have to look up. And so we're like, oh my God, Taylor Swift, our English teacher. And then we joke that she's dating the gym teacher because, you know, it's just kind of like a way to make these billionaires a little bit more human. And it's more of an inside joke than an Easter egg. But if you want to know why he decided to design the proposal a certain way with the flowers, I'm going to tell you what era it's calling back to on your next E-Buzz of the Bird Show.
I think it's all crap. I think he was in a shopping mall, goes to Zales, picks something out, heads out.
Shut up!
Every kiss begins with K.
This is The Bird Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Virtual listeners, I want you to judge me, and I also want you to play the part of my therapist here, because I have a, I'm on a weird block for some reason.
You have a hang up on something?
It's a hang, yeah, a hang up is a better word for it. And I can't figure out exactly why. So you guys play therapist. Cassie, get in on this. You're fairly intelligent.
Ooh, Dr. Klingchern, Dr. Young, and Dr. Murphy.
Okay, so here's the deal. So my girlfriend Amanda has a almost 5-year-old. And whenever I refer to him or I am talking to people about him, I say my girlfriend's son, which irritates her. She says, I don't know why you keep saying my son. That's our son. And I have a block about it. And I can't really figure out why, with the exception of that, he's not my son.
I already have a theory.
Okay. And if you guys got anything here, I think I have a micro theory, but I'm just not sure. 1-855-BIRCHO.
So I'm going to throw my micro theory in with your micro theory.
And by the way, I think it's really beautiful that she wants me to. I mean,
I do too.
I really do. And let me just also preface this by saying this. I love that kid, man.
He's the sweetest.
I am really excited by helping them try to raise him, you know? So he does feel, he's not in my house full time, so I don't know where I'm at with the whole thing. I love him, and I do feel like he's like a stepson, even though we're not married.
So immediately where my head went, right? I think you are an empathetic person, and her ex-husband, Brandon, great guy. And I know, like, they're co-parenting beautifully. You guys have all hung out at church together. You've done things together. I mean, he and his now fiance came to Jimmy's birthday party because Amanda couldn't make it. Like, that's just, it's beautiful how they are handling their co-parenting. I'm wondering if you are subconsciously putting yourself in Brandon's place, like, I wouldn't want somebody claiming my son when that's not technically their son. And you are, like I said, you would be off put by that. Therefore, to be respectful to him, because that is technically his like biological son, you don't feel comfortable saying that because you feel like it would be a disrespect to Brandon.
That's the only theory that I came up with.
Okay.
Because I do feel that way. Like if my kid was 5 years old and Stacey was seeing somebody and the guy that she was seeing that she's not even married to yet, right? And they're not even like living together with yet, was referring to my kid as his son. I have very mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
My ego would be very hurt, but I'd also be like, I think it's fantastic that she's with somebody that cares about my son so much. And I know they're in good hands. That part I would get, but the ego part of it. And also, yeah, there is some kind of strange loyalty to Brandon about it.
Yeah.
Well, what does Joe call Stacey's boyfriend? What does Joe call Hollis and Hayden? Like, does he say son or does he say stepson or does he just say Stacey's kids?
Don't know.
You don't know?
Uh-uh.
Because I was going to say, I thought familial etiquette was that's not your son or your stepson until you get married. Like, that's what I grew up with. Like, you were just your girlfriend's child until you decided to make it official on paper. So I'm sitting here going, why would you call him your son?
Okay.
I don't know if maybe that's a weird thing, but I never grew up with anybody that had a parent that called their girlfriend or fiance's child their kid.
I have attacked this from so many different angles, and I did have that thought also, is that like when we get married, at that point, I'd feel much freer about it. Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
I'm not really figuring it out either.
I'm with Abby. Like I would feel uncomfortable doing it, but I wonder if part of it is you protecting her son. And what I mean by is, you know, you guys have like a rock solid relationship. You're super in love. You've got plans, but I think you've had so many tumultuous relationships in the past. It's the future is not set until the ring's on it. So I wonder if you're protecting him, because if you called him your son, and God forbid, so, you know, you and Amanda aren't like end game, then all of a sudden this little kid loses a dad, yeah. right? And either way, it would be painful. You're still a father figure. But I wonder if putting that official label on it also makes everything very real for the child. And I think you're being protective.
I will say that there is a grain of truth in that also. She and I have talked about this. Like, if it was just Amanda and I probably would have already popped the question, to be honest with you. But because there is a child involved, and she and I have talked about this, I literally said to her, when I say till death do us part, it is absolutely that. And it's less to do with you than it has to do with Asa. Mm-hmm. That is not an option. I am not going through that again, and I'm not putting a kid through that again.
So it sounds like everything is coming from a place of respect of Asa's biological father, mm-hmm. of respect for him. Like, it just sounds like you're a really caring person, honestly, and you're trying to do it the right way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shake that, you guys.
And you're pretty, and you're pretty up there in age, so till death do us part ain't that too hard.
It could be 2 weeks. Hey, Kimber, good morning. Here on the Bird Show.
Till death do us 2024.
I was just calling because I also am a stepmom. My husband and I were married, so I am my stepson's stepmom. But I also don't say that he's my son because at the end of the day, he's not.
Right.
And I don't want to overstep and step on the mom's toes because yeah. co-parenting is difficult and it's hard to navigate. And, you know, it's a roller coaster. We have ups and downs, but, you know, we do our best and we all just show up for him. So don't feel bad about it. I definitely think it's hard to navigate, and it's a hard role to be in, but all you can do is just love the kid like he's your own, and like he'll remember that looking back
when he's
like the younger days.
Is Amanda asking you to do this so people stop thinking that's your grandkid?
I'd say it is so people stop thinking he's my grandkid. One more person approaches me about that. I mean, how black do I have to make my hair?
I don't know. You're going to have to start dying again.
How much Botox do I got to get in this face of mine?
This is The Bird Show.
Sometimes if you think about something a little too hard, you start to wonder like, is this actually a really good idea? And somebody decided to think about Atlanta, not just as a city, but as a concept. So Bruce Rantz on Instagram decided to lay it all out there and say, you know, if we were really going to plan out this city, would Atlanta be a good idea?
No man will be bored. Nobody will have to worry about having fun on weekdays.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The only fun to be had is smoking hookah.
No. No.
What is that?
No.
Going slow on a rugged, going the speed limit will be a concern for no man.
Right. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the real speed limit will be 5 accidents an hour.
What?
And there'll be traffic everywhere you go.
No, bro, no.
Oh, my gosh. No, this sucks.
Every man will be in touch with their feminine side.
Okay.
I'm okay with this.
But they'll be too busy touching each other to pay attention to women. Worrying about parking will be a concern for no man.
Right. I don't
okay.
need that.
Okay. But you'll have to be wary where you park because your car will always get broken into.
God bless the city.
It's a beautiful, messed up place.
So we're all out on Saturday night. When I say all, I am tagging along with the youth group, right? Which was a bad idea. I'm past that. I think I have two more of those in my life left in me. Actually, I don't have any.
No.
So after the award show on Saturday night, I met up with the youth group. I had a friend in town that's like, hey, let's go gay bar crawling. I'm like, okay, fun. I don't care so long as we're all hanging out. Couldn't care less about the venue. So we go out. We meet Amber and Rebecca, and Jackson ended up showing up also, and Mike and their significant other. So we're all having this really great time. And I told you yesterday that my personal Frank the Tank came out again. The guy that's pressuring everybody to drink, that it's just so important for everybody to be having a good time. And that can only mean that we all have to be totally and completely wasted. I'm ready to do anything. I'm way past this. I should be.
Were you trying to get everybody to go streaking in the quad?
That's pretty much where I was at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I have definitely, I've buried that guy for a while now. And for whatever reason, he came out on Saturday night. So, but I did spot some growth in one area. Usually when I get like that, it's tequila shots that put me over the edge, right? I have joked for years that tequila shots, every one I take gives me 2 inches. So by the end of some nights, I could be 6'2", 6'4". And as I stand here today sober, I am 5'4". So I'm probably 5'10". When a girl comes up to Jackson and says something that offended me for him. And at that point, was 5'10 Burt going to come out? Because I could feel, you know how you could feel rage starting to build, like anger starting to build? And when I was younger, I couldn't control it. But now, even in my buzz state, I'm like, okay, I'm going to push this down. Jackson's a grown-ass man. He can handle it. But I was offended for you, man.
It's funny because he texted me the next day and asked if I remembered this, and I didn't until he texted me and prompted me that.
So it was more my reaction than you even noticed.
Yeah, 100%, because okay. I don't even remember how I reacted or responded to the situation.
You were great about it.
But let's play a little game, okay? So this has actually happened to me twice in the last 7 days of some stranger coming up to me and saying that I look like a specific celebrity. Can you guys guess what celebrity people say that I look like?
It's a trap.
I feel like this is a trap.
Brad Pitt.
Thank you, but it's not Brad Pitt.
John Krasinski.
Kevin Hart.
All right, do you want a serious guess?
Yeah, it's an Asian person, so
obviously.
It's yeah, so like, you know, there's a few that you have the option to choose from. Tommy clocked it instantly because he's okay. Actually maybe said this before.
I mean, I immediately, just because I think because he's all over my feed and he's very popular right now, I'm going with Bowen Yang.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Good guess. Okay. Not Bowen Yang.
Is okay. Steven Yeun.
No, but I wish.
From Walking Dead.
I know who it is, but the game will end if I guess.
Okay, go ahead and guess and reveal it to everyone.
Bobby Lee.
Correct.
So mad.
Bobby Lee.
I was so mad when they said it. You guys know who that is?
No.
He's on with Theo.
What's
Theo
his name? He's on with Andrew Santino on the Bad Friends podcast. He was on Mad TV back in the day. He's an actor, comedian.
Super funny. And their podcast is, I think, excuse me, Jackson and I share this, one of the funniest podcasts.
It is.
If you're a dude.
But
and you don't get your feelings hurt a lot.
How do I say this?
He's not good looking.
No, he's not.
No.
And he's old.
He's in his 50s. And I'm like, do I look like a 50-year-old Korean man?
Is it just because you're both Korean?
No, I think it's just because I have a mustache and I'm Korean.
Is that not Jackson?
That's what it was, though, because you didn't have a mustache when we first met you, right?
No, this is a new one.
When you grew the mustache, that's when I called you Bobby Lee.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
This is so... I felt like, okay, look, I've never been in this situation before, but I felt it was like almost racist.
And it's odd that strangers have come up to me and said this. So I was also at the airport coming back from this podcasting conference. I was sitting in the lounge. I had breakfast, got a glass of champagne, and I'm literally watching their podcast on my phone sitting in front of me. And some guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder, totally interrupting me, take my AirPods out, and he's like, hey, has anyone ever told you that you look like Bobby Lee? And I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, and I take it graciously, but I don't know if I should be offended by that.
Yes, you should. Okay, because people are like, okay, he's Asian. Is there another Asian that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Lee. You guys are both Asian. Yes, it's offensive.
Honestly, there's like one photo where I'm like, yeah, I think you could pull that off. But if you keep looking, like, you don't look anything like him. You look like two completely different people.
He's in his 50s. He's 5'4". He's overweight. He's got long hair. But he's Asian.
He's Korean with a mustache. I think that's the only thing that we're going off of.
Is it all white people telling you look like Bobby Lee?
Mainly, yes. But shockingly, the airport one was an Asian guy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
now, I feel like if an Asian comes up to you and says that, there's some cred there. But I feel like if it's any other race, like a white person comes up to you and says it, to me, that's offensive.
That's why I think it's more offensive that the Asian guy said that I look like him, because I don't think that I look like him.
At that point, he's like, wait, is this actually real? Is this credible?
Yeah, exactly.
So are you offended when people come up and say that?
No, I mean... Honestly, like, I feel like I've just been called or said that I look like blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, Jackie Chan was always the one that was just, it's lazy, right? But those were jokes back in the day. These are, like, people legitimately coming up to me and saying that I look like this person. And so, I just think I rub it off so quickly and I just dismiss it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. And I laugh about it. And I don't take it personally, you know?
My black friends have told me that it plays into the stereotype for them. When a white person says that they look like another black person, plays into that stereotype. Like, all white people think black people look the exact same. So it's offensive, right? So why wouldn't it be offensive for an Asian dude?
Right. And that's always been the stereotype for me, is like, oh, you can't tell you guys apart. All Asians mm-hmm. look the same. And so that's where there's like the deep-seated part of me. Maybe potential some subtle racism there where I'm like, maybe that's what you're thinking and it's not cool. But I really don't take it like to heart.
I just love the fact that people feel the need to say right. everything that they think.
Right.
Like, you know, you could have just kept on walking in the airport, didn't need to walk up to a stranger and unknowingly insult them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the airport lounge. It's got to be Bobby Lee.
But all I'm hearing is you could show up to a Comic-Con with a wig on and make some cash signing autographs.
Wait.
Oh, no, don't you even think about it.
Dragon Con is this weekend.
I'm just saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to suggest it because that's racist, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say that. I think that was Jackson's idea.
Yeah, I think I planted that earlier.
Bobby no, Lee is so not right, especially when you look like Steve Aoki.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy, bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save